Chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the word is true, and the army great. So he understood the word, and had understanding from the vision.
In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, and I did not anoint myself at all until 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now on the 24th day of the first month, I was on the bank of the great river, that is, Tidekel. And I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a man clothed in linen, with a belt around his waist made with pure gold of Uphaz. And his body was like chrysolite, and his face shone like lightning, and his eyes like flaming torches, and his arms and feet like the gleam of burnished bronze, and the sound of his word was like the sound of a multitude. And I alone saw the vision, I, Daniel, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. But a great terror seized them, so that they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor within me was turned to frailty, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words. And when I heard the sound of his words, I fell on my face in a deep sleep, with my face to the ground. And behold, a hand touched me to set me trembling on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me,
O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words which I am speaking to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you.
While he was speaking this word to me, I stood up, trembling. Then he said to me,
Do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come for your sake. But the princes of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. But behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I left him there with the kingdom of Persia. And I have come to let you understand what will happen to your people in the days to come. For there is still a vision concerning those days.
And after he had spoken to me about these things, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And behold, something having the likeness of a man's hand touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth, and I spoke, saying to the one standing before me,
My Lord, because of the vision, I am seized with pangs, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me.
Then the one having the appearance of a man touched me again and strengthened me. And he said,
Do not fear, O man greatly beloved. Peace to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong.
So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened. And I said, Speak, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. Then he said,
Do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. Yes, I am leaving. And behold, the prince of Yavin will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the document of truth. And no one reinforces me against these, except Michael, your prince. And in the first year of Darius the Mede, I took my stand as a reinforcement and a stronghold for him.